Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Snail Nation. It is I, Sir Thomas, your friendly neighborhood anti-authoritarian. And, you know, going back through, well, first, welcome on this lovely day, the year of our Lord, 2024. Things are as interesting as always. But thank you for stopping by. Now, going back through, I just had a thought, just going back through some previous episodes, and I think this will be actually episode 160. and I wanted to just, I guess, create another opportunity for just some of my listeners to come on and to share some of their concerns or some of their ideas, approaches to just how we can move the needle on very specific topics. And, you know, I'm in the military 20 plus years, so a large chunk of my listeners are service members, National Guard, Active Army. Even there's some Navy folks in there, some Air Force folks, even some Marine folks, and you're welcome as well. But I just, with a lot of the current events, and I'm talking just even, you know, the past 4 years, there have been a lot of interesting developments, some that are positive, some that are negative. But I think they're still a lot worth exploring, even in past events, even thinking back to all the COVID things that were going on. 2020 to 2022, that was a wild ride in itself. But there's a lot that's happened beyond that as well. And I just want to extend the opportunity to a lot of our service members out there. Of course, there are ground rules with everything. So the conversation needs to be focused. It needs to be clean as possible. So, you know, I got to watch profanity. I know that's hard for some people. But hey, you know, if you want to cast that wide net as far as listenership, and you want some of your concerns and some of your ideas and possible solutions to problems to reach a broader audience, then you definitely want to watch the language. So there's that. And you know, it can't be personal. You know, it can't be like a personal attack. You know, so you can't come on and say, hey, you know, Sergeant Major such and such, or, you know, Brigadier General such and such is really screwing this up, yada, yada, yada. You know, no, you know, it's you know, if you have a particular issue with an individual, that's something, you know, you could take somewhere else. But for this, you know, I want to talk about just some of the big things that are going on, be it individual stories, or just some of the bigger problems that are impacting more people, just a wider scale of impact, I guess is one way to put it. One example of that would be there was an article that came out through the Military Times, the Army Times, and some other sources discussing a lot of the pay discrepancies. You know, thousands of soldiers. I think the number was, one number was 9,000, and another number was 13,000 soldiers spread out across multiple branches that have, you know, they didn't receive their bonuses. They were kept on the books erroneously, and you know, they weren't provided any compensation. Soldiers that were due a bonus and they got out, and they've been out for a year, 2 years, 3 years, and they still haven't received any of that compensation. They're missing out on their their bonuses and education benefits and medical benefits and all that kind of stuff. You know, I think those are important things worth talking about. And, you know, if you yourself, you were impacted by it, there's nothing wrong with bringing that to the table, bringing that to the conversation. So when I say not to make things personal, I mean when it comes to, you know, there's no lashing out at individuals. But if you want to lash out at processes and products, yes, we can definitely do that. But when you bring these things to the table, I ask that, yes, you know, the language should be clean, the conversation should be focused, but somewhere in there should be a solution, a reasonable solution. So if the solution to, for example, the pay situation I mentioned earlier is, well, I believe all people above the rank of this should all be fired. Da, 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 da. Like, no, that's not reasonable. But reasonable could be, hey, you know, we need to revamp the way we approach this, this, and this. And maybe we need to retool these products that govern that govern these processes. You know, you see where I'm getting at. So, so that is my extension of an opportunity, and those ground rules. I think they're reasonable. I think they're pretty simple to follow. I know I had quite a few, well, a couple dozen individuals that reached out with some different topics worth discussing. There's also some recent events that have come up within the National Guard and within the active component. And by recent, I mean over the past 12 months, with a portion of those being a bit disheartening and a bit troubling and negative. But I think those are things that still should be discussed, and soldiers and even the civilian population should be given the opportunity to hear about these things and to discuss these things, because we all should have a seat at the table, because this one way or another, directly or indirectly, impacts us all. If you're a civilian and the issue is military, it still impacts you, because, well, we work for you, or at least we're supposed to be working for you. We are true civil servants. We're not like alleged civil servants, i.e. the political apparatus, and there's a plethora of examples that would explain where I'm coming from there. And if you listen to any of my previous episodes, you know exactly how I feel about politicians and about Congress, for example. So one of the single greatest threats that this country has ever faced and continues to face, period. I'm sorry. I will make a quick plug in the middle of this to throw that out there. I am not afraid of China. I am not afraid of Russia. I'm not afraid of Iran or North Korea. I am terrified of our corporate Congress and our overall political establishment. Yes. So there's that. So anyway, getting back to it. So, you know, if you want to come on, please, you know, I'll leave a link in here. I'm still learning how to work some of these new changes that Spotify has made. It's the Spotify for podcasters, and there's this Riverside little thing that you have to use now, and which is nice from what I can tell thus far, just playing with it a little bit. But I'll add something in there where you can reach out. And of course, you know, I'm easy to find. You could shoot me an email and whatnot, and we can have a conversation. As I said before, it'll be a structured conversation. I'll provide you with, you know, well, once we decide on whatever the topic is, I'll definitely need a bio from you, just so I understand exactly where you're coming from and what your background is. To ensure that the conversation is structured, is a intellectual conversation, and is a constructive conversation that leads us somewhere, you know, and leads the listeners somewhere, you know, in a productive way. So I think that's all reasonable. But anyway, I'm going to jump off. But I just wanted to put that out there. And as always, thank you to all my supporters, to all my listeners, and, you know, all your feedback and constructive criticism, be it positive or negative. It all helps me as I move forward with Snail Nation and further define what it is and make little pivots here and there, which you'll see over time. So thank you for all of that. And I'm going to jump off. And as always, thank you for listening. Snail Nation out.